Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she's been outside while she's inside. How is that? A year later, a toddler knows what grandma wants from beyond. Two nights, two families, one truth. Sometimes the dead don't stay.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now. 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. So lots of ways of getting those stories to us here at the program. So it's Halloween season as we are recording this. I don't know if you're going to get this before or after, but probably in the general vicinity of. I went out and I was watering flowers in my plants in shorts and a short sleeve shirt, wearing sandals. And I've been pretty much doing that all October. And I was hanging out in my pool yesterday without the heat even on. It feels like July. It does not feel like I might be putting the Christmas tree up in about 15 days.
What's really weird about, and you know this from having lived here, Halloween in Wisconsin, one of two things could happen. One of three things. Mm-hmm. Number one, it could be rather warm, which is great. It could be fall-like, where it's a little cool, but it's still cool to go out trick-or-treating, or it could be totally the opposite, and it could be snow and 30-some degrees. I mean, it could be any of those on Halloween.
And did you trick-or-treat a lot as a kid?
Because I grew up in the country, there wasn't a lot of that. Yeah. I remember one of the worst ones, because when you trick or treat in Wisconsin as a kid, if it's one of those days where it's cold and rainy or even the 32 degrees, you've got your costume on, but you're wearing a freaking snowsuit over the top because
This is where I was going with this.
Okay.
My mom would make the costumes extra large so you could fit the snowsuit underneath in case you had to do it, because she'd go to like Northwest Fabrics and Crafts or something and get the design, and then she would actually sew it. She would get, you know, the fabric and do that. We would never buy them. It was cheaper and to do that, so that's what we would do. And she would make the costume, but it was always oversized. So almost every Halloween in those years, when we were doing that, they were so overly large in the pictures because we didn't have to use a snowsuit, you know, most of the time. I think there was probably a year or two where there was. But I can't remember I remember cold ones. I remember one where I wasn't trick-or-treating anymore, but there was some neighbor kids that were, and my dad literally had to get the snowplow or the snowblower out to make a path to the front door.
So they could get there.
So they could come in.
So my mom was not like your mom. She made nothing. she was not a sewer. So we got the plastic chemical-laced face mask things with the plastic outfits that you would put on. And even if you didn't have the snowsuit underneath, it would rip like 5 minutes walking down the street. So your butt was hanging out or something like that.
Yeah.
You'd have the chemical masks on that literally probably, you know, gave us some sort of brain tumors growing up and stuff like that. And I remember one Christmas... two Halloweens that kind of stand out. Mm-hmm. One was we would drive to the neighbor and then we'd drive up the road to my aunt and my cousin and my grandparents. And that was pretty much trick-or-treating for the Michaels family.
Yeah.
But one year, my aunt, who lived on the corner, took us to visit her mother's nursing home for trick-or-treating. Which, to this day... is one of the most horrific things I've ever experienced in my life. Because, you know, when you're little and you have your grandparents and they're older, you love them because they're your grandparents. But other older people are kind of scary, especially when they're sitting in wheelchairs and they're drooling and they don't know who you are. It was very, very frightening.
They all want to touch you.
Give me your youngster, you know.
I remember going to my great grandma stayed at a place called the Lutheran Home. You know where the Lutheran Home is?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So I remember going in there a lot for bingo in the evening hours. We'd go visit her, then eat down in the cafeteria. And the thing is, she was Catholic, which makes it even more ironic. but I remember that. And this was the 80s. And I can't say I've been in a nursing facility in the last 15 years. But back then, I remember, I mean, they just kind of like, shoved him out in the halls, and it wasn't like any sort of special. This was like you're out of money nursing home. You know, nobody had money really to pay for anything. So it was just, you know, I don't know if it was good care or bad care by today's standards, because I've just seen absolute horror stories of today's standards and seen bad ones too. But it was like they're out there in the shoveled out into the hallway, and they just kind of sit there all day, and then the kid walks by, and it's if you're a kid, and I'm not trying to make fun of these folks, they're old and they weren't getting adequate care, but you're a little kid, and it's kind of zombie like, and
they're using one foot to roll themselves down in the wheelchair, right? Just one foot kind of dragging. And again, like you said, you're not trying to make fun of it, but as a kid.
And when you're like that height of the wheelchair too, it's like even more intimidating because you're not like above it. You're not an adult where you can just like, all right, Nelly, we're going for a ride. You know, it's you're like, shit, this shit could roll over me. But that was, I remember that.
I just remember her mother, and it was no relation to me because my aunt was the aunt was married into the family, but
yeah.
She was in a wheelchair and she was talking to me and I couldn't really understand what she was saying, but it was like a horror movie. It was like, you know, like, do you remember the movie, Pet Cemetery from Stephen King and Rachel, you know what I'm talking about? The woman is in the room with the bad back and Rachel, that's what it was like. I felt like I was in the movie and it was that weird camera angle where it looked like it was rounded. And I think I left my candy there because we left and I got the hell out of there. I left all my candy at the nursing home that year. So I didn't even get candy out of it.
And the old people, they're just they're swarming it like brains.
It's like they had a plan. We'll scare the shit out of the kids and then we'll take their candy. Well, they did very well.
They go into a diabetic coma.
Oh, that was just a creepy freaking. I think it was the last year I went trick or treating, to be honest.
Yeah, I did go. I do have one nursing home trick or treating experience that, because we never trick or treated at the Lutheran home. That was just like regular visits. So that was just, that was weekly trauma. this was, it was another one over on 4th. Out the way towards my parents' house. There's that one on the corner there. And right as you're leaving town, across from the fire department, I did trick-or-treat there once. And that one, it actually wasn't a bad experience.
Right.
It was kind of fun. The people were into it. They even had a little haunted house that you like went around. And I've heard a lot of people having scary Halloween experiences at the old folks' home. Mine was actually positive. My scary experiences came outside of that holiday. It was just like the regular Tuesday night visit or whatever, where grandma would be like, yeah, you got it. I got a treat for you here, Tony. It's a Star Crunch. Which she'd been sitting on all day.
I was just
or a
say,
nutty bar.
Yeah, it was a what honey? What are the honey ones?
Honey buns.
Bit of honeys.
Bit of honey
that they were sat on all day long, and it was smashed and warm. And here you go.
Can't tell you the amount of smashed nutty bars I ate that my grandma sat on at the Lutheran home.
Oh my gosh.
Isla. Isla was her name. All
it's
right.
Funny. My grandma's name was Maida. Meta and Isla. Meta. Yeah.
Huh, I've never heard them. I like that one.
Very, very German. Very
yeah.
German.
Yeah. And it's there's so many of those names that are coming back with kids' names. It's hilarious. Like my daughter, when you like you hear about like her friends' names, it sounds like a nursing home.
Really?
I love it because a lot of them have gone away from the kind of early 2000s, the Camdens, the ones Skylers. That sound like Skylers, yeah. The things yeah. that sound like they're from bad soaps or porn. And it's like, it's very, very classic names.
That's
and
cool.
It's like, wow, like this could be like the manifest off of a boat. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's like, this is neat. And I like them because they're beautiful names and, yeah. and they're very old. So I think that's neat. Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to a phone call and hear a ghost story.
My name's Madeline and I'm calling from Kansas City, Missouri. I have a doppelganger story for you. It did not actually happen to me. The doppelganger was me. Apparently. I don't know if you've heard of the small town of Russell, Kansas, home of Bob Dole, who once ran for president. My grandmother lived there, actually right across the street from him. And anyway, it still is a very, very small town. I don't know the population, but it's probably very, very, very low. But they had a theater, a huge movie theater, very old, one big screen. And they would play about three movies a week, I would say. Every time I went there, which would be maybe two or three times a year, I would go see a movie. So my little sister is 6 years younger than me. I'm 30 now. At that time, I was probably 12 and she was about six. And my dad and I had seen a movie. And I had to run to the restroom, and then you walk out. So they're like, okay, meet us at the car right outside. And I don't know why we're driving, to be honest, but it literally was about two blocks from my grandma's house. But my dad said he saw me come out, and he was like, Madeline, Madeline, and trying to tell me to come on. You know, what are you doing? Why are you going that way? And I was headed the other way towards the train tracks. And when you turn the building, On the left of you is train tracks. You can cross over that. And on the right of you is just a building. And then just another street and a building. But the building is very large and long. And so my sister and my dad said, they were like, what are you doing? Where are you going? I was wearing the same clothes, same hair. And keep in mind, you know, this is a small town. And he said, when I did come out from the bathroom, he and my little sister said, we saw you walk around the corner. When we went around the corner of the building, there was nobody there. there is no way possible somebody could have walked that. And it looked exactly like you, same clothes, striped shirt, overalls, same hair, everything. And there probably, I would say, have only been maybe 10 people in that movie. And I was gone. I was gone. But I have a lot of stories to share. I live in Kansas City, Missouri right now, and I have some fun stories to share from down there. And I know y'all from, you know, have lived in Kansas and all around that area. So I thank you for your show. I listen to you every single day because I drive a lot. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Thanks for everything you're doing. Go KC and Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Thanks, guys.
So that's do you great. Know where that town is?
I know the theater she's talking about, I think. Yeah. It's a small town. It's by itself. Bob Dole's from there. You know, five people know what I'm doing with the pen right now.
and he'd always talked about himself in third person.
Bob Dole talked with a pen in his hand like this because he had a war injury, I believe.
And
it affected his hand. So to kind of hide it, he would always have a pen in his hand and he'd always be shaking it around like this. Norm Macdonald did a great Bob Dole.
Yes, he did.
There's two of them. Then they're both gone. It's a creepy little town. Creepy, lovely. I find a lot of Kansas towns that, you know, they've lost population over the years, to be kind of creepy, but cool in a good way. I'm not saying it like you're bad. There certainly are some that are like kind of like methed out, but I honestly don't remember much of Russellville other than that theater. If I remember right, there was like a couple neat little antique stores in that town, in the downtown. I think that'd be the only reason I was there, because sometimes I just drive around the state and see what I could find. And there was a lot of neat little towns, and a lot of their old theaters, are now antique shops. I don't remember if that was or not at that moment in time. It's certainly, it has history. You feel it. There's architecture in these towns, downtowns, and you know, it tells of a different time, a more thriving time, I think, a happier time, where you can just kind of picture, you know, it's the hub of the city. There's people out there doing things. And now, unfortunately, you look at down some of these rows and it's, you know, literally what's the stuff that blows across the roads? The
tumbleweed?
Tumbleweeds. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Tumbleweeds.
When I think of like small towns in Kansas, I think of like Children of the Corn, you know, a town like that where there's a theater and stuff, but there's devil children out in the cornfield. Did you ever find anybody? Because now with the World Wide Web, as they call it, the web,
the internets,
you can see people from all over the world, like right at your fingertips. Have you ever run across a picture of somebody and you're like, holy shit, that kind of looks like me? Have you ever done that before?
I've had not that it's been like, oh my gosh, that I've seen someone like, well, kind of looks like me, where people have said that looks like you. I'm like, yeah, sort of.
That's always interesting too, because people see you differently than you see you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I actually did come across one time that, and I don't remember how I found this person, but.
Well, it's an album cover. It says Faith on the side.
not Michael, George Michael. No. I literally was like, I don't remember what I was doing, but there was like a playhouse or something. And there was a group of actors that were being featured someplace online. And I looked at this guy and I'm like, he and I could be mistaken for one another. It was that close. Maybe one of us was a little bit fatter than the other one. And I'll just say, I think he was a little bit fatter, but that's just to make myself feel good.
Sure.
But the beard, the smile, the eyes, the hairstyle was all the same. And every once in a while, like I'll be scrolling social media and you'll see these things where they have two people and it's a photographer who does the work, but they'll find two people who look exactly alike and they'll take pictures of them next to each other.
Yeah.
And they're from different parts of the world. They're no relationship, but they look the same.
Yeah, so, I figure by odds, they got to be out there, you know? And
I would think so, right?
There's a lot more than we're even aware of.
That's creepy, though. But to think that some little girl ghost is running around looking like this person is also kind of freaky.
Yeah. The whole doppelganger. I don't know if it would be a doppelganger story or what the hell it was, but I know I've told this one before on the air. It was, and this plays into what we were talking about sounds earlier, but it was more mechanical sounds in this one though too. I was 15. I couldn't drive yet. I remember that. I was at the radio station. I was at your desk. It was like a Sunday. I was working on something because I always lived there. And I heard someone come around the corner, you know, the door. And then there's a specific sound our news director always had. He had his keys and he's always shuffling his papers as he's walking down the hall. And it's just, he has a pace to him too. It's a cadence and it happens multiple times a day because you're right there at this desk and it's silent. It's Sunday. There's nobody there. And I'm just doing whatever. And I'm not thinking anything weird. And I hear that usual sound. Hey, Greg, I don't hear anything back. I'm like, and I get up, you know, walk down, want to go say hi and chat, go down that hallway. There's nobody in
there. Nobody door. There.
No, there was nobody in there. And I, at the time, I don't think you could, I don't know that there was door access anymore, or I don't remember, but there was some reason where it was like, there's no way he could have gone out that way. I think there was something in front of the door actually on the inside. Because they put they were storing some stuff in there at that moment. So it wasn't like he could have just, you know, weaseled in and out.
And also that wasn't a door that people would use.
No.
I mean, if there was a fire, you'd go out that way, but you would use it to go back out on the street to get in your car. You just wouldn't use it.
No, I think that people would smoke out that door sometimes.
I don't remember that. So that must have been.
I didn't smoke. You didn't smoke. Like some of the people we worked with smoked. And I remember like Sam, he would smoke out there sometimes if he was like doing a game or something.
Gotcha.
But that would be about it. That's like the only other. Yeah. So, but it was weird. But it was clear as day. It was the clearest day sound of that. So this is where I'm like, okay, is that a ghost or is that literally some sort of energy of a living human being, not necessarily his energy there at that moment, but is it something that's imprinted into the environment? And there's something about that building and that, you know, currents run. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but is there something that just basically replayed that energy and these sounds that go down that path and that track repeatedly every single day. And usually with a lot of emotion because he'd be rushing in there to get something on the air. We got to go now.
Here's the thing. He's still doing that today. Like that's still his walking place.
Yeah.
So if anything is going to be imprinted in that building, it's probably going to be him and his energy. Like somebody somewhere down the road will be in that building, no matter if it's a radio station 30 years from now or not, and maybe he's gone, they're going to hear that. I mean, it's got to be. And I think I kind of lend more toward your thought process of, is his energy just kind of trapped, not trapped there, but is it staying there because of that constant, this is what he did there every day, 2-3 times a day. He'd go and cover a story, and then he'd come walking in to go to a studio.
In a very confined environment right there. I don't know.
I mean, I think about that an awful lot about that station because there was very specific walkways to get from one side of the building and one studio to the other side. And people traveled that back and forth all the time. But that door is, and I know what you're talking about. It was this fire door. So it was a metal door and it sounded specifically, you heard that door open, the handle would rattle.
You really had to get it open too. Cause it was like,
right. So I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I will tell you that I've been in situations in that building where I was on the other side, heard somebody open that door, come walking the other way down. And there was nobody there.
Yeah.
You know, on that tile floor walking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's just that place. It's funny because when in that building, we always, you know, would like wonder about the ghosts there. Like, are they from when it was a saloon, when it was a hotel, when it was a this, when it was a that, are we going to all end up haunting the fucking place?
I'm just wondering if it was our energy haunting the place all along.
Yeah.
Like, was it us and our day-to-day mechanics of getting around that building that was actually being trapped or being kept?
Somebody's going to like go back and look and like, oh my God, look, there's this podcast and they talk about this place being haunted all the time. I think it's these people that are haunting it now. They're arguing about imaging. I'm hearing these two people talking. And
I would be so disappointed if I got stuck there. I would be so disappointed. Do you remember there was a cappuccino machine at one point?
I think that was after my time, but I was surprised. It was like came like right after I left. And I was like, holy shit, they got a cappuccino machine.
So they had a cappuccino machine, but then they also had like that cardboard box of candy bars that you could buy candy bars out of and put mm-hmm. your money in the slot, but nobody did. And so the cappuccino
machine. I stole a lot of candy bars.
The cappuccino machine was the same thing. It was like an honor thing. Like you'd have to throw in a buck or whatever. And it would be like, the cappuccino machine would be completely empty of cappuccino and there'd be no damn money in the box because nobody's going to pay for their drink if you put that there.
I remember several conversations of, Tony, are you not paying for the candy bars? When I left last night, there was X amount of candy bars in there and you were the last one here. And we came in and there was this amount left. I'm like, I don't know. Your DJs from the DJ company coming in and out all the time. Oh, yeah.
Those are good people to blame that shit on, though.
Blame everything on.
You left the door unlocked. Oh, it wasn't me. Somebody else must have left the door open. Did you use my headsets? No, I didn't use your headset. Must have been so-and-so from such-and-such.
But sometimes shit would go missing, and I think it was stolen by some of them. Absolutely. But sometimes shit went missing, and it was stolen by us, and we just blamed them.
Or you forget to bring the car keys back for the station vehicle, and you blame somebody else for that.
Yeah. You know, it's how it all rolled. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want access to the bonus episodes, all of that stuff, we have it for you. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts. Just check out our premium channel there. Even try it for 3 days free and Patreon as well. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. all the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.